every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFA.
Was that fair?
I don't know.
Okay.
Food addicts in recovery?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't speak for any of them there, guys.
None of them.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves, as you're about to find out. I've been hearing... Oh, by the way, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
I've been checking out some other recovery shows lately.
Yeah?
There's a recovery show, and I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with it, because it's a it's a recovery show. I think all recovery shows are probably have their merit. This gal comes on, she goes, "Hi, I'm your online sponsor," and she's got... How long does she have? Like 2 years?
Really?
Yeah. "I'm your online sponsor." I'm thinking, wow. Okay.
No, I think she's got more than that, because I thought she had 2 years, but that was probably because I was reading old posts of
hers. Four, maybe?
It might be four and a half.
Okay, she could be... Well, she can't be my online sponsor, but she could be online sponsor.
She could be your online sponsor. You don't have one.
That's true. You know what I should do? I should call her up.
Hey. No, online, you should send her an email.
That's right. Can you sponsor me?
No.
Why not?
No, you know what's really cool about that?
I've seen pictures of her. No.
You could type up your email. You could type up your 4-step via email, and when you hit send, you've done your 5th step.
Wait a minute. Wait. Go back to what Shelley said.
What?
She said
no.
She said no.
Is there a degree of hotness here?
Did I stutter?
Is there a degree of hotness here?
Possibly.
I saw her
and
picture.
She's blonde, and you always have a thing for blondes.
She's blonde.
Okay.
She's blonde. Well, if she's blonde, she's always not smart enough to be your sponsor.
I've always had a thing for blondes.
That's what you told me a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you blonde?
No.
Is my ex-wife blonde?
No.
Was my ex-ex-wife blonde?
Nobody knows.
None of them were blonde.
No one knows if she was actually blonde because her hair color changed every 5 minutes.
And I used to have a thing for Asians, and like no Asian girls are blonde.
That's not true. I've seen Asian girls that are blonde.
If they bleach their hair, maybe. I don't know.
You told me you had a thing for blondes.
I had a thing for Ginger Lynn, 80s porn queen.
You never said that.
Oh,
you said you had a thing for
blondes. No, a Ginger Lynn. Who's in the program now, I might.
Oh, way to be anonymous.
Really? She wasn't too anonymous about it.
Oh.
I should get her to come speak at a meeting.
Dude.
Yeah. No.
On.
I'm just going to say no.
No.
Why?
I'm just going to say no. I have the power to say no.
Well, you have the power to say it. Doesn't mean it's going to do anything.
Yeah.
True.
Matter of fact, Mark, you get her to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You give me a call.
But you've been having trouble getting off work to make it to that meeting.
I wouldn't have any problem getting off work to get that meeting.
Yeah, because you get nobody to cover for you.
Well,
who would you get to cover for you?
Yeah, everyone would be at the meeting. Good Lord!
They'd be stacked on top of each other.
Yes, in a strange sort of way. That begs the question, Shelley.
What?
Do you want to be stacked on top of people watching a Ginger Lynn speak?
No.
It's going to be a daisy chain.
No. I'm good saying no to that, too.
Have you seen her?
Of course I've seen her.
Of course, I don't know what she looks like now.
True.
You know who I saw the other day?
Who?
Nina Hartley.
No way.
Nina's aged a little.
Yeah, but Nina Hartley, you know what she said? She goes, "I absolutely love my job." She goes, "You know what?" She goes, "I'm working more now than I worked in the past." She goes, "Who would have thought the MILF thing would take off?" She goes, "Oh, my God." She goes, "I spend all my time doing cougar roles." She goes, "I'm doing more work now than I did when I was young and hot." She goes, yeah. She goes, it's awesome. I put on the glasses and make it like I'm a you know, an older woman. She goes, I'm getting it all the time.
The very first porn movie I ever saw had her in it.
Really?
Taboo.
Ooh. Taboo.
She did a whole series. Taboo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, they didn't put a lot of thought into the titles.
Yeah. You mean like Jaws 1, Jaws 2, Jaws 3?
Pretty much the same movie.
Friday the 13th on Elm Street Part 1, Friday the 13th on Elm Street Part 2. Well, you know what that means.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Oh, I will need my phone.
I know what one of them is. Oh, you know what?
What?
Shout out to Katie. K-A-T-Y. From UK. From the UK.
Okay.
Katie, we were supposed to shout out. I thought maybe we did, but...
I thought we did. Maybe we
shout.
Did.
We were supposed to shout.
Oh, here we go.
Katie lets it all out.
Yikes. Maybe she doesn't. Ooh. That's kind of rude.
He's a... Oh.
Katie's
a thing we can dream about. Come on.
I have a shout out too.
Okay.
To who?
A first birthday shout out to Paul.
Sweet. Happy birthday,
Happy
Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Wait, has he already had it?
Did he make it?
A few days ago.
Okay, good.
Okay, now by the time this show goes up, though,
it'll be like
almost,
a month past.
He'll be almost like done taking cakes.
Yeah. And I would also like to say howdy to Howard.
The duck?
By the way.
Yes.
Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Howard.
Why?
Because we got a PayPal donation from him.
Oh, I did not know that. Yes. Very nice. Now we can buy another cord. Okay. First story, actually, I saw it on Yahoo News, but then Bruce sent it to me, and, you know, we have to do it first because of you guys with your stupid affiliation with that song. But, unfortunately, sadly, Ron Polillo died.
Yes,
yesterday morning. Never again will he say,
ooh, 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 ooh.
Horseshack.
Welcome back.
Your
dreams were... No, I got to do this as a background while you're going.
Apparently, I've read a couple of stories. The story Bruce sent me said that they don't know why and that he hadn't been ill, but the other story I saw said that they believe he had a heart attack. He was 63.
To the same old place that you laughed about.
He was quite popular on the stage, and he was also a character voice, and I've forgotten which cartoon it was.
I don't know the rest of the words. Oh, who's a something something?
Who'd have thought they'd need you?
Back here where they need you.
Who'd have thought it'd lead you back here where we need you? Whatever.
Where they need him a lot. Because they got him on the spot. Shelly should sing the song.
She has. We have.
She knows
recorded.
The song. Matter of fact, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
Bye, Arnold Horseshack.
This is taking too long.
Epstein's already gone.
Yeah, so that's two. They're dropping like flies.
Yeah, but there's only two of them left, really. And Travolta's one of them.
But I heard he's back. I heard he got a note from his mother.
Dude, I got a note from my mother.
Signed Epstein's mother.
Okay. In Iowa, this story also sent in by Bruce, Justin Clark, 24 years old.
That's awesome.
Was arrested. He's like every alcoholic's hero.
Dude.
He actually didn't kill anybody. Now, he got a DUI. He didn't kill anybody.
Wait till you hear his blood alcohol level.
He did get pulled over for DUI after... A bunch of witnesses called 911 to report him driving erratically. When they breathalyzed him, he was a .486.
Eight times the legal limit.
That's not 8 times. He could not get out of the car. He couldn't speak. He couldn't stand. He couldn't properly move his arms and legs.
He could drive, though.
Well, he had to drive. He couldn't walk.
Well, he was sitting when he kind of like... petered to a stop, and when they were pulling him over, he was sitting there with the car in neutral, revving the engine like he was actually going somewhere. And then
Mr. Cop.
And then when they took him to the hospital because he couldn't move, his blood alcohol actually, when they tested his blood, it was .627,
ooh,
and he's still alive. When they finally were able to do his booking photo, it took a whole day for him to get sober enough to take the picture.
Oh.
Would you like to respond to the 0.627 blood alcohol? When they took his blood, we were telling Mark, at the hospital when they tested his blood.
Uh-huh.
That was what he actually was, his BAC.
0.627?
0.627. He's still alive. It took a day for him to be able to sober up enough to take his booking photo.
6.2, isn't that...
That's well past dead.
Well, yeah, but I mean it's like 0.8 or something, right?
Yeah, that's
That's what they said.
I know, but you said that the 0.42, whatever that he breathalyzed.
But
the breathalyzer machine doesn't really go past 5. So.
Yeah, because I remember the thing said that he was 8 times the legal limit. It's like really
awesome.
Seriously. Let's see. Here's another story about the nanny state gone mad in Ogden, Utah.
Ogden.
Some of these city leaders have decided that the Little League games are getting a little bit too violent and out of control because the parents are getting into fights.
That's out of control anyway,
in
my
opinion. So in order to stop that, they're going to outlaw swearing in the city.
No shit.
Of Ogden. Yes, no shit. We're not supposed to say that on the air.
In the city. Entire city.
Yes.
Well, how is that going to stop a fight at a baseball game?
Because they believe that all the fights stem from somebody cussing.
Look at you, little tallywhacker. Look at that little tallywhacker right there.
Yeah, you could call somebody a moron. That's not.
You could call him anything.
Yeah.
You could call him all kinds of things. You mother trucker.
Can you imagine a bunch of people? Golly gosh darn it. You suck.
you Mormon.
Yeah.
You're going to get busted.
Dude.
Send your mail to Mark.
We go to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Which is really not that far from Vegas. It's only about an hour and a half out of Vegas.
It's pretty far from the south rim,
and it's nice. I mean, it's so much nicer than the south rim. The north rim is all pine trees and stuff. So we go there, and we stop in St. George for the night. And we go up, and clearly the people running this hotel are Mormons. I mean, they are like squeaky clean like Disney characters. And this guy's like at the door, and he goes, or he's at the cash register, the check-in. And he goes, so... Would you like a Mormon? Would you like a Temple View room? And I'm like, a Temple View room? Like when you go to the beach, like would you like a beach view or a garden view? And he goes, a Temple View room. And I'm like, what's a Temple View room? He goes, when you look out the window, you'd see a beautiful view of the temple. I said, oh, I don't know. He goes, it's only $25 more. I go, $25 extra to view the temple. I said, I'm good. Just put me on the rock garden view or whatever. But they were serious. He's like, he looked at me like, you don't want a view of the temple?
You like temple view?
I'm like,
only $4 more.
Well, you know what I was thinking? You can see temple is the largest thing in the town.
Yeah.
You can see the temple from wherever you're at, pretty much. I'll have a temple view room when I eat.
Okay. Speaking of temples and Mormons, in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
I love the first line of this. I can't, you know, because for copyright reasons, I can't just read it directly. But the very beginning of the sentence starts out, a Sandy man is charged for allegedly groping a 13-year-old girl. In other words, the guy's from Sandy, Utah, but it says, a Sandy man.
The Sandman.
Oh.
Mr. I was Sandy gonna, man.
You know what? For a second, I'm thinking, someone groped a 13-year-old girl and Shelly just laughing about it?
No, not that.
Let me tell you, this girl's dad does not find Sandy man very funny.
At any rate, the story's out of Salt Lake. The family lives in Salt Lake.
Okay.
He's a Sandy man.
The LDS, that's the Latter-day Saints, or Mormons, as we
know that.
The 46-year-old branch president for the Spanish-speaking ward in Salt Lake County, Efrey Antonio Guzman, has been charged with several offenses, leading from the fact that he attempted to get this girl, this 13-year-old girl, by herself. First, her mother, you know, he tried to go through her mom, and she said no. So he grabbed the mother, attacked the mother, ripped her clothing, then fondled her breasts. When the older brother came to their defense, he pantsed the brother and then bit his penis, then grabbed the 13-year-old and fondled her buttocks. And this is one of the leaders of the Mormon Church.
Wow.
Now, the Mormon Church immediately said that he had been relieved of his duties and would be going through disciplinary procedures.
You know what's going to happen? Mitt Romney is going to kick his ass.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch.
That's true. But you were just talking about Mormons, and I happen to have a story about Mormons.
Wasn't that... that was not the Jacksons, right? Or was it?
It was.
Or was that the Osmonds?
Osmonds.
Because you know what? It's funny because when you hear him back then, Michael and Donnie sounded scarily alike for a while. Because when you aren't sure if it's a young black guy or a group of sparkling white crackers singing, I'm telling you.
I'm that apple, don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, brother. All right, we'll do one more, even though we went kind of... Somehow we've managed to go quite long, and we've only done like three stories, so...
Oh, no, here, we took a six-minute break.
Oh, that's true, we did.
Are you back on schedule now?
We didn't take a six-minute break, but we took probably a two-minute break.
Here's some good news for people who like really, 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 really old wine. An ancient Roman shipwreck was found off the Italian coast.
Mm-hmm.
Really old wine.
They believe after initial testing, the vessel to be about 2,000 years old. They've found 200 amphorae, or you know, the big jars, mm-hmm. Many of which contain wine, and they're still sealed. So they're trying to decide what to do with this archaeological fact, and I'm thinking,
drink it.
Yeah, give it to an alcoholic; it won't last long.
Drink it.
It's probably vinegar by now.
I would think.
I don't know. Pretty well sealed.
Oh my gosh, that could salty vinegar. That might be a delicacy.
Shelley's got a salt thing going on lately.
Yeah, I do. I eat a lot of salt.
Like really, like tremendous quantities.
In Bakersfield, little bits of Bakersfield here.
There's a song, a country song called "Streets of Bakersfield." It's like really popular too. I'm like, really?
Guy taking a leaf out of Randy Travis's book.
No. Naked?
Naked.
Drunk?
Well, intoxicated.
Driving?
That would be driving.
Driving. Sheriff's deputies, they attempted to pull
him
over.
In Bakersfield, please don't use the word intoxicated. You can't use long words like that.
You know, we were waving at someone. I don't think it's who we thought it was.
Yes, drunk. It is.
Is it? See, this is why I don't have my glasses on.
Deputies pulled him over after a 45-minute chase.
Oh.
He drove his car into Lake Truxton.
Oh,
awesome.
Is that like a great tourist location?
Then he swam to shore, and he was naked.
He swam to shore naked?
Yes. He told the police, when they finally got cuffs on him, that he believed someone had given him a laced cigarette.
That's what I'd say.
So he was taken to the hospital for further testing.
And did he come up negative?
It doesn't say in the story.
That's usually what happens. They claim, oh, someone drugged me, and then they say, that's funny, because we didn't find any additional drugs in your system.
He came up naked.
He came up naked.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Negative.
Negative, yeah.
All right. In Athens, Tennessee.
Athens, Tennessee.
39-year-old William Bush.
William
Bush?
What?
William Bush.
Okay, Bush.
Bush.
B-U-S-C-H-E. Bush.
Like the beer company.
Bush. Bush.
Well, no, that's...
Bush.
That doesn't have an E on the end.
Bush.
Okay.
At any rate... They arrested him for arson, assault, vandalism, and disorderly conduct.
Did he start something on fire?
Well, he tried to, but I think he was doing it wrong.
Isn't that part of the deal for arson? You have to have started something on fire?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, but I think he was doing it wrong.
Isn't that a prerequisite of the charge?
I think it is.
He went in front of a mini-mart and a donut shop in a strip mall and attempted to set them on fire by setting off like those cheap little 4th of July fireworks in front of the stores in the parking lot.
Yeah, not really.
One of them misfired and hit a customer in the leg. They called the police, and he told him that the Lord had told him that he needed to blow up the businesses, and that's why he bought the fireworks. He did it wrong.
Why screw with a donut shop?
And why do it out? If you're going to blow it up, why are you setting off the fireworks in the middle of the parking lot?
Because the Lord told him to.
The Lord told him to blow up the businesses, but then gave him faulty instructions.
This is Tennessee.
This is Tennessee, yeah. His family tree may go in a straight line.
Family tree's a totem pole?
Yes.
You know, when they watch the movie Star Wars in Tennessee, they still can't figure out why Luke and Leia can't get married. Ba-dum-bum.
Okie dokie, and that is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
It's just a show for Arnold Horshack.
Yeah, it's an Arnold Horshack show.
This is our Arnold Horshack tribute show.
So we have a topic.
Every time somebody else wants to speak, you have to go, ooh. Yeah.
So we have a topic.
We do have a topic.
What's the topic? I forgot now.
You forgot?
Yes.
So you don't remember the subject, so we'll change the subject?
Oh.
There we go. We got Shelley in the game.
We had a title for it, though. What was the title?
Not to change the subject, but... I'm going to.
Okay. And this came up because I was at a meeting last night that we refer to as the topic generator.
You went to the topic generator.
And the great thing about the topic generator is it's a step study and a tradition study book. And clearly they'll be doing a step that almost no one in that room has worked, yet they all have something to say. Matter of fact, one guy shared twice during the reading and then another time after, so he triple dipped.
Isn't that great?
But the first gal that shared, she must have gone 15 minutes.
Ah.
And almost none of it on the step.
Ah.
I know about her father dying, or her mother dying. I know what's going on with her kid.
Have her kids been taken away from her?
We had to have someone that was with our little group that waylaid the kid with Angry Birds so that the kid had something to do because mom was, you know, not about that.
Did we hear about her kids being taken away?
No, but they probably should. They probably should be. But
had one little run running around completely disorganized in the meeting?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think I know who it is. Should have heard about her kids being taken away, too.
Yeah.
This is a second set of kids.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Kids come in sets.
Well, she has one set of kids who have been taken away from her, so.
Well, but I didn't get a full set then.
She's reprocreated since then.
Reprocreated.
Nice.
She's reloading.
So what do you think, Shelley? You ever heard that?
I say it all the time, not to change the subject, but I'm going to. But I don't say it in meetings.
Well, I mean,
in fact, it drives me nuts when there's no topic in a meeting.
I was going to say, Shelley says when there's no topic, it's like a boat without a rudder.
Yes. A top meeting without a topic is like a boat without a rudder.
You better have a swift current going.
So what do you do, Shelley? Your secretary.
Yeah.
Someone goes completely off.
If I haven't shared yet, I'll try and share on the topic. Like, that happens at the book study sometimes when they just, woohoo, they go off in La La Land. So I'll just open the book and quickly, no, this is a big secret. Don't tell anybody I do this. I'll just open the book to whatever the chapter was, and I'll just go, that looks good. And I'll just read that passage and then say something about it. Try to get it back on the – that may not have been what I was thinking about at all or what struck me in the reading. It was just an attempt to get the meeting back on the track.
So you share about something that you really didn't care to share about to try and come to – powerless, are you?
It's not that I didn't care to share about it. It's just that I wasn't particularly – looking to share on that, but in an effort to, because I'm the secretary, in an effort to try to get the meeting back on track, you know, that's what I do sometimes.
How about you, Mark? Topic goes awry.
I think we talked about this one time when we did a show called When Meetings Go Sideways.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Because there's a time...
Oh.
There's one time for sure.
Well,
I mean, it was so ridiculously off that they were promoting the use of drugs during the meeting. You know, when the topic is like step one, and the thing comes up to, I love smoking rock.
Well, that's right before step one.
Yeah.
They were leading up to sharing. At least that's in the ballpark.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, I go to meetings, and there's certain things that I get are warning signs. Like when the same person every week raises their hand and they share the same thing, no matter what the topic is. And when you and I were in a meeting one night, and this guy started sharing, had a really good speaker and had participation after, and this guy started sharing about his first base hit.
Oh, my God.
You've got 23 years?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've got 27 years?
Yeah.
You and I were starting
twitchy.
We were getting a little twitchy.
I'm listening to this guy share. I'm like, dude, could you be any more graphic in your description of smoking rock?
We're tapping our feet. We're starting to tap on the table. And oh, I know. It was like,
I used to share, when I share about my overdose,
yeah.
I was, back in the day, 15 years ago, I was quite graphic. I didn't really mean to be. And this guy comes up to me after a meeting one time, and he goes, bro, you cannot share about that like that again. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, dude, I couldn't sit in my seat. He goes, I was ready to go slam. And I'm like, but I'm sharing about an overdose. He goes, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. He goes, dude, it totally reminded me. And I'm like,
I quit listening by the time you got to there.
Yeah. He goes, dude, I'm texting my dealer from in the room.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. Now that we got
so
totally,
now I don't share
now
it that way.
Totally off topic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is, huh?
I have actually a couple of times in meetings when somebody has been sharing about something that was like completely had nothing to do with recovery or what we were talking about or the chapter or whatever. I have interrupted a couple of people and said, exactly what does this have to do with the subject? And I'm probably not supposed to do that. But when you've got a room full of people suddenly looking at you like, are you going to fix this? I'm like, you know, what do I do?
Okay.
And it's somebody that, one of the people is somebody in our group that understands that they're being redirected and they're mostly okay with it. So, you know, it's just somebody who every now and then needs a little nudge.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
What?
The other side of the coin.
Oh.
The meeting Nazi. That if people start to go a little off topic, cuts people off incessantly.
Jelly's got... Well, no, he's not really like that.
No.
What's the name you have for someone?
Oh, Mr. McBossy Pants?
Mr. McBossy Pants. Yeah.
Yes. No, he's the one that tries to manage and control everything else about the meeting. No, well, when somebody... I'll give you an example. One of my meetings, I used to go to a noon Friday meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic...
Can I ask what makes it your meeting?
Well, it's my meeting because I go to it.
Oh, okay.
Not my meeting because I secretary it.
Not because you control things.
No, I don't control. And when I say
I don't manage and control at all.
And I tell people in the meeting, well, it's your meeting, you're in charge. I'm like, I'm not in charge of crap. It's your meeting.
That's right.
At any rate,
I just unlock the door.
Yeah. So I go to this meeting on Friday, and it's a meeting that can tend to get off subject because the people that are in it are a little off themselves, which is one of the reasons why I go to it, because I'm a little off.
We all are.
But one particular Friday, my sponsor and I were sitting there, and somebody shared, the topic was frustration. And somebody shared that they were really frustrated. And
somebody frustrated the shit out of you, didn't they?
No, because we left.
Okay.
okay, we put up with 45 minutes of this before we left. Somebody shared that math was very frustrating for them. And they went on and talking about math problems and going to math classes. It had nothing to do with recovery in any sense whatsoever.
Sure it does.
No, never mind.
Need that math to add up your drug profits.
So at any rate, and then when they were done talking after like 10 minutes, the next person agreed with them and then started talking about their problems with math.
Well, see, now you had a topic.
And then the third person did the same thing.
Now you had a topic.
And it was just about math for
like 15, 20
minutes. So you got off topic. And then
the topic was math.
Well, and then after the math topic, somebody else chimed in and said, well, I'm not really frustrated about math, but I get frustrated when my cat goes out when I don't want him to. And then for the next 25 minutes, people were talking about their pets. And it was like pet doctor, you know, MD for the rest. And nobody's talking about frustration in a program sense at all.
Shelley?
And a couple of people did try to get it back on target, and it didn't work.
Shelley?
What?
Do you think the sharing in the meeting was exactly the way it was supposed to be?
Apparently for them it was.
Don't you think it was that way for you?
My sponsor and I finally left. We had to.
So you left before the miracle?
Ooh. Well, only like 5 minutes. We were just exhausted.
So
it
was
then it's okay.
So the miracle can't happen the last 5 minutes of a meeting.
I suppose it could, but it wouldn't happen that day.
And you know this because?
Because all the people at the meeting that didn't share came out and went, what the hell was that?
Oh, okay.
Because
I was just curious.
A couple of people did try to redirect the meeting, get it back on track, you know, gently, and nobody was having any of it. We were talking about math and pets.
Math and pets.
Yeah, I was so glad that I spent.
Were you speaking about pets?
I didn't share. It didn't come around to me.
Oh, someone was Someone was talking about pets, and you didn't chime in.
No, it's one of the. It was one of those.
I call shenanigans.
You have more pets than anybody I know.
I know, but it was one of those meetings where you go around the room and everybody shares. It just goes from person. It didn't make it around us because we were at the end.
Four pets and two teenagers.
We have six pets and two teenagers.
Oh, pardon me. That's right. We have six pets and two teenagers.
How could you forget the dogs?
And you.
And you, yeah. You're the biggest mess generator in the house.
I'm a dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Mm. Okay, wait, what was the subject?
What was that? Changing
what
topics.
What were you talking about?
I don't know.
Changing topics is what we were talking about.
Oh, were we? And we have.
Yeah.
So. See, this is just an example of what we're talking about.
So.
Yes.
Shelley.
Oh, here we go.
What would your final words on changing topics be?
I don't know.
You could always change the topic. Give us final words for something else.
Yeah, they totally messed up my hair this week. I went to get my hair cut, and it's way too short. And I wasn't paying it because I knew the hairdresser, and I was talk, and I wasn't paying attention to what
she
did.
You had her talking, she forgot, she just kept cutting.
And then the next thing you know, I have no hair on the back of my head.
It's kind of the Annie Lennox look.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not
hot.
So
here
no,
comes the rain again.
I just have short hair.
Your hair's not quite as short as Annie's.
Well, that's true.
Annie pretty hot for being almost bald. Back in
anyway,
the day.
What was my final words? What was my
what
final,
final
words?
Words? What were
try
your final
to
words?
Stay on the topic. Yeah, there's a reason why there's a topic. There's a reason why you're there listening to that topic. So if you stay on the topic and pay attention, you might actually get what you came for.
Awesome. Mark?
Yes.
Final words on don't change the topic changing?
You can set a topic for a meeting, but the sharing is going to be exactly the way it's supposed to be. And we are not God, therefore we do not get to judge whether the sharing is right or wrong.
If you don't like the way the topic's going, call your sponsor.
I called my sponsor one time about that.
He said they suck?
No, he said next time somebody tells you to call your sponsor, say I didn't. He told me to tell you to F off.
Nice.
Okay, wait. I have to rebut real quick.
Oh, counterpoint.
The sharing...
Point, counterpoint.
You say the sharing in the meeting goes exactly the way it's supposed
always.
To go? Always. Okay. Then why is it that when somebody is doing the on and on and on thing and they're going more than their 3 to 5, people start looking at me like, are you going to stop this guy? And
because
then if I don't, people call me on it later?
Shelley, because God was telling those people to look at you and make them stop.
I think y'all think that you know a little bit more about what God thinks than you really do. That's what
I
think.
No, we say it's God's will. So if everyone was looking at you, that was God's will.
Either that or I had something in my teeth.
Spinach.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Because there's a difference between a topic and when you set a time limit for people to share.
But if it's the sharing is going exactly the way it's supposed to be, then apparently God wants them to share for 35
minutes.
And
if you interrupt them, that's exactly what God wanted you to do.
I'm just going to do whatever I want.
So, Shelley.
What?
Who's our friend back east?
You forgot where we were in the show, didn't
I was going to change the topic, but who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
You can get to his fine publication by going to recovery101.net, scrolling down and clicking on the banner. You can read his fine publication online, you can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the Gazette to your town.
Sweet. Mark?
If you happen to be listening to this show, we really appreciate that. If you are listening to it by some other manner other than going to our site, we would like it if you would go visit our website, which is recovery101.net. You can go listen to the show on the site, in which case you become counted into our group of people that listen to the show.
Yes.
So you can affect the ratings of the show and our position in the ratings of the show. So yes. What we'd like you to do is go to the show, click the now playing button, listen to the current show. There'll be a button underneath it that says like. Click the like button. If you're already a member of Podomatic, thank you, you've been counted. If you are not yet, there will be a box that will...
Bug.
Dude.
Where was the bug zapper?
What was that?
Dude,
Bruce
was,
suddenly just went like...
It was like a June bug went right in my hair. And where was the zapper, Shelly?
No batteries.
Did you get the batteries?
No, I forgot.
Take them out of your vibrator.
We could...
My vibrator's not that big.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding? She's got a vibrator with a Kickstarter on it. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Must you discuss our personal issues on the air?
They call it a Sibian. Look that up.
Go visit.
Not have one of those.
Go visit our site, listen to the show, do all the stuff we tell you to every show. Thanks.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101, rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. So, Shelly.
Yes?
Who's the lead on music by?
Oh. It's by Booby Trap, and it's Not Worth It.
Booby.
Booby. She said booby.
Booby.
I said booby.
She went there. Everybody, booby. Try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.